Blog Talk Radio.
And a happy Wednesday to all, and a happy whatever day if you're listening to this show later. We're so happy to be starting this new show on Brevity. And I want to start by thanking Adam, our Arco Parco, for creating this wonderful show, a project he has been working on for quite a while now. He gives us all here on Brevity Writers and also LNP a wonderful platform to show off our brevities. And I would like to especially thank him for inviting me and giving me the privilege to be part of this show. Also, I would like to thank Pam, who's in the background, helping us out. Always there, Pam, and thank you so much for all that you do, and for Phil My Eyes on LNP for this great collaboration between LNP and Brevity Writers that gives us the possibility to do this show. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my two wonderful ladies, my co-hosts, Weaver of Dreams, Kate, and Diane D. Hello, ladies. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome. Oh. What a way to spend, for an old gal to spend the Wednesday afternoon. I'm so excited.
Well, we have like a board packed full, my gracious, packed full of poetry. So let's get this show on the road. Let's put up our first poem, Diane.
Yes, I am just putting up Scaffolded Swords by Dexter Set. And I think we need a reader for that. So, Weaver of Dreams, would you like to go ahead and start with that?
Yes, thank you. Just give me a moment to get to where I should be.
Diane, we're kind of hearing you like in an echo way. I don't know. Do you hear that too, Kate?
Yes, I do. It's a bit of an echo.
Yeah, it's like you're echoing in, Diane. I don't know what, if it's the connection or whatever, but like we can, like we hear you, but like hardly at times. I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
No. Well, talk again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. That's a way, way better.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. Hey, we're starting off, and, you know, it happens on every show. So, no problems.
Okay,
so let's go ahead.
Yes, that gave me time to get myself organized. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Oh, great. Thank you. Right, so let's go with this one. Lost in lion's jaws, sharpened shears, griffin's claws, cosshatch horizons, in steel slammer's stakes. Breathe. Shake off the sore shackles. Parachutes pirouette. Friends fly warm wings above weeds. Unwrapping healing hammocks. End poem.
Oh, I just love this, right? I mean, you know, Cress Terset, she has such a talent for writing poetry and brevities. You know, such a talent to put up such great metaphors and imagery. You know, it just blows me away every time I read her. What did you think, Diane, of this poem?
Oh, I read this and I thought to myself, you know, these guys are going to teach me about brevity, because the opening line was so powerful. Lost in lion jaws. I mean, that grabbed me, and it took me right throughout the poem, and I felt like, you know, a delicate dandelion drifting around and bumping into this powerful beast, you know, or transforming it. It was just powerful, and the metaphors throughout and alliteration. Oh, I'm a softie for alliteration. So this one really, really got me. Great write.
Oh, so much so, eh? It really is great indeed. And Kate, what did you think?
Oh, yes, it was absolutely wonderful. The imagery throughout, sleek, seamless alliteration, which was very good. And it held everything in sync. You knew what was coming. It was just so easy to read. And the humble dandelion certainly soared. So that was very well done. I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay. And, oh, I just noticed, didn't that poem have an audio?
Yeah, I've got it marked on my paperwork that it's got an audio, yes. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, Cresterson. I'm so sorry about that. We didn't see that. We missed that. Next time, we'll be sure to play your audio. I'm so sorry about that. Well, we'll just go on to our next poem. So where are you taking us next? Diane.
Well, next we are going to move on to a poem by Pam Ray, and it is called Mushrooms Crumbling. And I'm not sure if we have an audio for that.
No.
Okay.
It'll be written if it has an audio, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then I'll go ahead and I'll read that one.
Okay.
Okay. Mushrooms Crumbling by Pam Ray. Mushrooms crumbling into dreams of blood planes, wishing I could lead dragons from my lotus parchment to news of molten rivers slain.
Hey,
Diane? Yeah.
Didn't want you to read my poem. I wanted to read my own. Oh, my goodness. Bam, bam, bam. But I wanted to. No. Go ahead, girl. Thank you so much for the reminder and this new stuff. Go ahead, my girl.
I'm here. But I can't talk right now because my son is fixing my kitchen cabinets with an electric drill. So just, you've got tons of others. Just, you know what? Never mind. Don't worry about it. It's already been read. I'm sorry.
We can go on to something else. We can leave that until you're ready and go on to another poem. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, just go through all the other ones and then worry. And then, you know, you can even save mine for a carryover if needed.
Okay, let's put up. We are putting up Inside by Jessica D. And I will go ahead, and read that because I don't think Jessica's on. So I will go ahead and read this one. I lay on my side, a cold, ruptured carapace, frost-scarred and leaking black ichor, poison oozing with every jetter of my sick pump, breathing out a cloud of nanobots, a locust swarm of gilt-laced fangs, rending flesh and love into tattered heaps of streaming regret. Lids flicker, dust haunted, light piercing, only to turn to ash, clogging the dream vein with dirty calcific crust-studded bowels, drip from deep-bitten lips, falling through the gray ice, bobbing once, slipping under. End poem.
Oh, yeah, this is this is really deep and painful, and so such a dark write, but so excellently written by Jessica here. Jessica doesn't hide, her past and everything that she's been through and everything that she's going through right now. And I think this illustrates, like all that the hurt and the pain that she's experiencing here. I lay on my side a cold, ruptured carapace, frost-scared and leaking black ichor, poison oozing. Oh, my gracious. The imagery in this is just so striking. What did you think, Kate?
Yes, very sad, very dark poem. I think basically it's a message for everybody. We need to know we're not alone. I found that very sad, and it was very well written. Thank you.
Yeah, indeed. You know, falling through gray ice, bubbing once, sipping under. You know, what a powerful, powerful write. Diane, what did you think of this poem?
I really liked this piece. I fell into where she was at with this piece. You know, she drew me right in, and it was a powerful message, and the captivating word she used, dream vain. I mean, that word just put out a scope for me of how far I could go with it in my mind. Dream vain was, you know, I loved seeing that word. And the feeling at the end, like she's drowning, it was, you know, bobbing under and everything. It was so brilliantly written and descriptive. It was, you know, you like you say, Naomi, you know, it's like these ones really, the ones that go deep like that, you know, pull you in, and it's a powerful, brilliant write.
Yeah, indeed. And I see that Ben Pickard is out on the board, so and he's listening in right now. So I'd love to say hi to, you know, shout him out, a great big hello to Ben Pickard out there. And thank you so much. And we also have beautiful Blade Mars. Oh, my gracious. Thank you so much, Blade, for being with us today. And also Gonzo. Wow. Yeah, this is so appreciated that you guys take the time and hang out on the board with us. So we'll get to your poems for sure. So what do we put up next, Diane?
Yes, my friend. Next we have a poem by Rubes, and it's called A Poem Gets Me. And Weaver, would you like to have us on that one?
Yes, certainly. Just give me a moment. Okay. Here we are, A Poem Gets Me. Poetry is good for the nose, or however that saying goes. It can knock you right between the eyes with its brutal honesty or bold-faced lies. It's good for a cuddle, but also a fling. It's even used for worshipping. Some coo like a mourning dove, others transport you to heaven above. Some are just marvelous, others more arduous. This one here you hold on tight, causing such a great delight, while this you want to store away, to keep for when you're feeling grey. Sometimes they're quite obnoxious and need to be kept in boxes. This one I saw the other day, I had to put on display, while the one I read the other night kept to myself in avid delight. It's funny what a poem will do if you let it have its way with you. End poem.
Oh, I just love this. You know, this just, you know, we have to have a poem like this on a brevity show. I mean, you know, it poetry is good for the nose, or however that saying goes. It can knock you right between the eyes. Oh, that's so sure. So true, you know. It's good for a cuddle, but also a fling. It's even used for worshiping. You know, he goes right down the line with this poem, you know. So beautifully written, and the rhyming is just spot on. What did you think, Diane?
I really enjoyed this, and great read, Weaver. Like, you read that was flowing for me, and I enjoyed this because it gave me that warm feeling inside. And I just kept going through and smiling more and smiling more. And then I came, you know, out to the end. And he talks about a poem has a way with you. And then I broke out into a big smile because a poem does have a way with you. I mean, how many times are we writing something thinking, okay, I'm going to write this now and I'm going to write it this way. And then, bam, up comes a new title that you never even thought of. So he put that together perfectly and put such an image in my mind. Well done. Really well done.
Oh, so much. Oh, mm-hmm. I just want to say hello to Hats out on the board. Hello, Hats. Sorry, I missed you before. So we'll get your poem read, too. So that makes quite a few out on the board. Poor Diane. She's going to go crazy. that was an excellent, excellent comment there, Diane. And Kate, what did you think of this poem?
Well, I enjoyed reading it so much. It was so easy to read, except sometimes I stumble, which I do. And I agree with all of it. It was so well, it's relatable. This is proof of what the written word can do without restrictions or bias even. If it's a song, people like so many different types of music. But with poetry, it's just different. It's just so enjoyable. And it appeals to an awful lot of people. So yes, it was wonderful and I enjoyed it.
Oh, so much. And I just want to say hello to Poetic Picasso, Frank. Hello. He's on the road and he's listening and I guess in his car. So hello, Frank. We'll try and get you read too. Add that to the list, Diane. So where do we go next, Diane?
Well, I am looking for one of our people who are on the board. I'm looking for Ben's poem. Now, in just keep the flow, I'll go up and take the next one, and then I'll scan again for Ben. So we'll get that one up, though. Just hang tight.
Yeah.
Okay, next would be, sorry guys, a little.
Oh, no, no problem, Diane, no pressure at all. Hey, we're all learning together here.
Yeah,
it's our first show, and we're just going with the flow. Oh, my gracious, you have mine up.
Well, I just realized it myself, and it's like, okay, here you go, Naomi, I won't read it.
It's got an audio.
An audio.
Okay, so Pam will click the audio, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So, Pam, whenever you're ready. Hello, Pam?
I can go ahead and do that.
What is it?
Mail.
Or, well, I'll read it because it's my poem. it's just short anyway. So
can
this is called Coffee. Yeah, hi, Pam.
I asked the question over and over again. What is it I'm playing?
I think you were muted, maybe, Pam. We didn't hear you.
Oh, no, I was muted, but then I unmuted and asked the question like 4 times. Sorry.
Oh,
but,
sorry.
Okay, what am I playing?
Coffee Cup by me.
I need the name of the person, please.
Naomi, Sarah, me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me find that. Here we go.
Coffee cup. My poems are a coffee cup. Sitting alone outside. Empty. Cracked and stained. Patched together pieces of a fragmented me, echoes of emptiness when no one is there to take me in, clean me out, and fill me up again.
Okay, so I take comments on my own poem, I guess. So, yeah, Kate, what did you think of that?
Oh, I really, really enjoyed it. I mean, it really was good. What a fabulous idea to take that cracked coffee cup and build everything around it, patch together pieces of a fragmented me. Oh, so echoes of emptiness when no one is here, there. It's probably been said 100 times, but it's a beautiful poem. The imagery and the light touch with the alliteration and using that cracked coffee mug as a hook for the rest of it. It was wonderful. Bravo.
Thank you so much. And Kate? I'm sorry, Diane?
Yeah, Naomi, what a way to set a precedence for a show, eh? To put the host on the spot. Really enjoyed this, right? The metaphor and the imagery and everything in it, you know, and the story that you wrapped up with the feelings, you know, into poems. It was so well put together and you know, it was, for me, brilliant personalization. And I, from now on, like, I'm going to pause with a coffee cup because it, you know, how you talk about how you look inside yourself with that coffee cup, right? Powerful, powerful metaphor. I will never look at a coffee cup the same way.
Thank you so much, girls. Okay, so where do we go next, Kate?
Diane.
Well, Wayon is in French, sorry.
No worries, girl. I'm still going through the board because, but I will keep putting them up until I find, I'm in the wrong, I'm on your poem. Okay, let me go back. There we go.
There's one by Hats there. Hats on the board, isn't she?
Yes, and Hats on the board. Thank you so much, because I am about to put that one up.
Excellent.
Here we go. At the Train Station by Hats. Now, who would like, or can I call on Naomi? Would you like to start us off on that one?
Of course. That would be such an honor to read for Hats. At the Train Station, fleeting kiss. Not even on the mouth, half lips kiss. My hand reached in vain his palm. He took his brown suitcase, one step, two. Blue train devoured him like fish, a bait. Two hands were waving for a long time, and they fluttered like wings of birds. The train was shrinking. I swallowed sadness like a pill. End poem. Oh, wow. You know, she just captured all the emotion inside of this short brevity. Oh, my gracious. I just love this. It's so profound. It's so powerful. The lines in here are just amazing. What did you think, Kate?
Oh, it was. I mean, there's so much packed into this. It's incredible. He took his brown suitcase, one step, two. Blue train devoured him like fish a bait. Oh, right. It shows very clearly to me why saying goodbye abruptly can sometimes be worse than being apart. It's like something's getting pulled out of your chest. The memory of a loving farewell can be recalled when you need reminding of better times, but when it's just bye, that's just awful. But wonderfully written, I enjoyed it very much.
Oh, so much. You know, the incredible lines in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Diane, what did you think about it?
Oh, when I read this, I you know, and especially the last line, I swallowed sadness like a pill. I could feel it in my throat. I could feel, you know, the imagery brought me right into the sensation of the heavy sadness in the throat. And it was just so emotive and powerful, in the wording, the choice of words. And, you know, I read the author's notes, metaphor and imagery are your friends. And, you know, I'm thinking, especially in the company of such brilliant talent as we have on this site, is metaphor and imagery is just amazing. Great, right? Great job. Really enjoyed it.
Oh, so much so. Did you find Ben's poem, Diane?
Naomi, girl, I'm not seeing Ben's poem on the board. Am I missing it?
Okay. Do you want me to put it up? I just found it.
Oh, would you please?
Yeah, okay. I'll put that up for Ben. There it is.
Perfect.
So
may
if
I
we've
do Ben the honor, may I do Ben the honor and read it?
Yeah, Diane, you go ahead and read that. And Kate, did you get that to put it in L&P?
I think
yeah.
So. Just give me a second. I think I'll have, yes. Yes, I think I've got
okay.
That. Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah, go ahead when you're ready, Diane.
Love Beneath the Moon, English Sonnet by Ben Picard. The candle that I lit for you has dimmed. It stutters and it draws such ragged breaths. I fed the flame but left the wick untrimmed. So now I am a flame and wick, bereft. When passion's heat was raw, it burned with birth. There is no fuel like hope and dreams and loss. But when the warmth is gone, there's only death. And that will never blaze like care and trust. So now I light my heart with cautious care. I understand the flame won't be enough. I know that if I brave the dragon's lyre, it has to be with hard and lasting love. The sun is bright but burns us far too soon. Perhaps our hearts should beat beneath the moon. Ben,
that's
one poem.
What a beautiful read that was, Diane. Just bravo on that read. And what a wonderful, wonderful heartfelt write. I mean, you just feel the emotion throughout this whole piece. The sonnet form there. I just admire people that can write in these poetic forms because, I have such trouble doing it myself. You know, it's so much work, and he did it so brilliantly. What did you think, Kate, of Ben's poem?
Oh, I thought it was really, really lovely. I love sonnets anyway, and as you say, they're not the easiest thing in the world to write. It was just candle that I lit for you has dimmed. It stutters and it draws such ragged breaths. I mean, that's exactly what you would think a candle is doing when it's starting to dim and splutter. I fed the flame but left the wick untrimmed. So now I am a flame of wick bereft. Lovely. It really was. Love Beneath the Moon. Beautiful. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
Well done.
So agreed. And especially those, you know, he captured, like you said, Kate, you know, the movement of the light of a candle. So
mm-hmm.
beautiful. It stutters and it draws such ragged breath. I mean, how beautiful that is. Just brilliant, brilliant writing. And Diane, what did you think of this poem?
I really enjoyed reading it. You know, reading it, sometimes you just see it differently. And when I read it, it was like a soak in every word. And it started with, like Kate was talking, you know, the candle that I lit for you has dimmed. You know, that just set the whole scene for me and then came right down to the last line, perhaps our hearts should beat beneath the moon. What a tie-in and what a wrap-up, you know, like beautiful, beautifully put together. exceptionally well done. I'm learning so much about brevity. I mean, I write 375-word poems most of the time. But I'm realizing what you can pack into, you know, so many words is powerful in these writes.
Oh, so much. You know, some tell a whole story in just a few lines. Just amazing. And Ben's poem here, well, kudos to you, Ben, because this was just like awesome writing here. So Diane, oh, I want to say hello to Budo out on the board. Hi, Dan. Hi, Budo. So Budo's out there listening to us. So where are you taking us next, Diane?
Okay. Next, we are going to a poem by Cedar Chapman called Flowers Rise. Weaver, would you like to read that one, please?
Yes, as soon as I can find it, I'll read it. Give me a moment. It's when it gets hairy. You've got it up on the board.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
no,
just
pressure. Maybe just refresh the board.
Yeah, I've got it, I think. Flowers Rise, isn't it? By Cedar Chapman. Got
yeah.
it right. Yeah. Give me a moment. My mouth is so dry. It's just nerves, but makes it difficult to talk. Here we go.
We all understand.
Like
yep.
being in a desert. Oh, okay. Sitting in a vase, posing for pleasure, your creepy eyes leering at leisure, while I'm bound and chained, unfree to walk, to scream, to choose earth and ground, to dream, my life yours to steer, because you decided pink pearly petals shan't be feared, and as such, you cinch my stem with cruel corsets to hold the hour grotesquely sniffing flower by flower. But I, dear sir, was not soil-born for you to fondle and lobotomize. My voice, my scorn, my thorns, and in my daughter's eyes I'll bear no more. Harvey, Jeffrey, you shall stroke me no more. Fields and fields of lilacs, lotus and lilies shall stand side by side, and we'll let the sun scorch and scathe all perfection. Never shall you smell a rose again. End poem.
Oh, this is, this is such a deep, powerful piece with the use of clever lines that sketched an amazing extended metaphor for, you know, sexual harassment and oppression here.
Mm-hmm.
Just such a deep, deep write. What did you think, Kate?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's... It, when it starts off sitting in a vase, or maybe you say vase, sitting in a vase posing for pleasure, your creepy eyes leering at leisure, while I'm bound and chained, unfree to walk, to scream. That's scary stuff. And the part about having no choice, you know, basically trapped, and obviously being brainwashed as well. No, I thought it was quite terrifying. But incredibly well written, because that comes through the cruel corsets to hold the hour grotesquely sniffing flower by flower. Oh, yes, it was beautifully written, and I really enjoyed it in a creepy way, but it was lovely. Very nice, thank you.
Oh, so much so, you know. And Diane, your thoughts?
Well, when I read this, you know, I looked at, I'm getting into the enjoyment of reading and not looking at the prompt or the image. And I looked at it and I read it and it was like so powerful. And then I looked at the image and it just hit me that, you know, these words took that picture and explained so powerfully what the writer is going through and feeling. And then the sadness that pained me when I read about the crimes, and I mean, they can't even be called a crime. They're too strong for that, you know. And then the strength in this poem, I just so appreciate it and felt privileged to be able to read this.
Yeah, Indeed. You know, it is such a powerful, powerful poem. Did you get a poem, a piece by Beautiful Blade, Diane?
I will go for that next.
Okay. Well, just
right now,
put up with
I have our friend Boodles.
Oh, super. Okay.
So here we go. Naomi, would you like to read?
Oh, it would be a pleasure to read for Budo. Mm-hmm. This is called Seikuru. Tender are copper and crimson, wilting in willow's embrace, when woolly extracted by Aki's solemn breath, her sinewy fingers gently lilting shady kayo filaments by Anna Arodeshi to bless each billowing, the final stage, to greet soil with vital nutrients. Aki's tears of acme dance downward, fulfilling Fuyu's white pillowy flakes of Yuki, gently gilding Mother Earth's bosom. Come rest, she sighs softly, for Haru will open her eyes soon. And he has, all the, in his AN, all the glossary for those words. So, Fuyu is winter, Yuki is the snow, Yuru is the spring, and Hanan Ardudeshi is the Mother Earth. So, just a beautiful, beautiful spiritual poem here about the loving that all the loving that you can find in nature and, the importance of nature here. What did you think, Diane?
I enjoyed this one. The glossary, I must say, that was such a nice inclusion. I read it with the glossary and it was like, wow, it took me somewhere else. And, even standing alone, it was like, wow. To greet soil with vital nutrients. It's powerful. And then the first word, tender, sitting alone, are like our copper and crimson. It just pulls you right into the poem. It's just amazing and very powerful, right? I really enjoyed it. And tender is how I would describe this piece.
Yeah, so much so. Kate, your thoughts?
Yes, beautiful. and the fact that the glossary was there was so helpful. Aki's tears of rain danced downwards, fulfilling winter's white pillow flakes of snow. Beautiful. Lyrical, gentle, spiritual, an oriental triumph, I think, of sense over sensitivity. I enjoyed reading it. I enjoyed reading it very much, and I'd like to read more of that kind of thing. It was lovely. Oh, I said lovely.
And that's fine. I love this piece by Budo because we get to learn a little bit of Japanese here. Like Rakuyu is fallen leaves in Japanese, and I suppose those words in the glossary are all Japanese words too. So, amazing, Budo. We learn something from this, right? So that's always such a great thing to learn new stuff. I just love that. Diane, where are you taking us next?
Well, my friend, I think you said Rhonda Yazri?
or did you give me a name?
Oh, wherever you want to take us.
Okay,
I know
well,
Beautiful Blade was on the board, but you just go ahead.
Okay, well then I'll put this one up because I stopped there getting the names mixed up, I think. And
there was so many.
Oh, there's so many. It's just exciting. Okay, here we go. We have A Warm Embrace by Rhonda Yosri. And Naomi, would you, I don't know if I'm off track here, but would you like to read that?
Yeah, sure. A Warm Embrace by Rhonda Yosri. A supreme authority of ecstasy, passion planted in mind by the hands of nature, swallowed in nature's wonders, sunk in the works of nature's paintbrush. The delicate touch of the warmest shade, a groove of cypress trees that harmoniously balanced, relaxed, elegant atmosphere adds to the feeling of spirituality. The melodious hushes chant lured sensations, activating pathways to forge indestructible connections. The whispers of the sweetest companion bestowing charm thrill to change the mood. A veil of softness of lavender's perfumes suggesting dreamy imaginations. The energy of serenity lies dormant in all things, a divine desire waiting to be awakened. You know, I just wrote, oh, wow, stunning, stunning, stunning. You know, I just love this, right? You know, it's so, you know, the lines there, a delicate touch of the warmest shade of a groove of cypress trees that harmoniously balanced. You know, that's just one line. I mean, every line in this poem, you know, in this brevity is so, just so amazing. What did you think, Kate?
Oh, it was definitely, it was really lovely to hear as well. The lines, as you say, there's so many. The energy of serenity lies dormant in all things. That's beautiful. A divine desire waiting to be awakened. So lyrical, incredibly lyrical. And it was depicting for me an idyllic place. If you were tired or you were ill, or it would be perfect for recuperation. Just sounds like a lovely place to be. In my mind, I'm not saying it's actually a place, but in my mind. Thank you for sharing that. It was absolutely lovely.
Oh, yeah, that's an awesome, awesome comment there, Kate. You know, it's true. It brings, like, serenity and peacefulness and relaxation, this poem.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think, Diane?
Well, I was reading this and reading a comment from Hats on the board that, you know, wonderful show, giving me goosebumps. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm reading this, this is exactly what I would describe it, is giving me goosebumps. And thank you so much, Hats, for your vote of confidence. You made my day. And, you know, a warm embrace, the imagery in here and the wording, the word choices, you know, I look at like whisper and delicate and elegant, and just the word choices just took me into the poem and gave me such a warm embrace. It was like a big hug and you know, just kept going through it all and just flowed. It flowed so beautifully. And Naomi, the read, I was captivated. Well done.
Thank you so much. You girls are doing great. Such awesome comments. Okay, so Diane, where are you taking us next?
I'm going to shock you because I got Beautiful Blade.
Oh, so Beautiful Blade, if you're still out there, this is for you.
Yes, and I will go ahead and read this one. Fleeting by Beautiful Blade. Air stilled, lungs ache for a breath of you. Tasteless, yet ever so sweet. I am enraptured by memories. Nostalgia sticks to my bones like honey. Bees attracted to my flowered skin. Unspoiled, we remain in the past together. End poem.
You know, Beautiful Blade has this way of writing, whether it's brevity or whether it's longer poems or whether it's, you know, the newspaper. I mean, you know, she just has this way of reading, of writing poetry with such delightful and profound metaphors, you know, prolonged metaphors, you know, to get such effectively emotion across in her writing. And you know, this is no exception. This is such a beautiful write by Beautiful Blade here. Just awesome. You know, air sealed, lungs ache for a breath of you. You know, that is just, you know, amazing, you know, to start off with that. What did you think, Kate?
Oh, I thought it was beautiful. Imagery, just, it was, the words just flowed. I'm trying to get it up on my screen, but I keep getting another poem, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Just give me a moment. I wanted to actually see the whole thing.
I can go to Diane while you get
that.
Could. So.
If you could,
yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
I want to talk
sure.
about it, but I can't see it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Diane, what did you think?
You know, how could you not love it? It just, the wording, the word choice, again, I mean, I'm big on wordplay in poetry, and I love the way this poem uses words. Nostalgia sticks to my bones. And then I have to tell you, one of my favorite words in any poem is bee or bees. I just love seeing that imagery in a poem, and because it takes in everything. It gives the metaphor that we're looking for attracted to my flowered skin. It's powerful, beautiful. And then unspoiled, we remain in the past together. You know, that's just what a beautiful way to end it. Just such a beautiful brevity. Really, really well done.
Oh, yeah, so well said there, Diane. And Kate, did you get it up?
Yes, I did, thank you. I was actually looking at the right thing. I just got the name wrong, what a pollock. Yes, beautiful. Nostalgia sticks to my bones like honey. Oh, that was just, I mean, never, you wouldn't think of that, would you? Nostalgia sticks to my bones like honey. Bees attracted to my flowered skin. But that last three lines, unspoiled, we remain in the past together. A very, very beautifully written poem, and I enjoyed it a lot. So much in so few words. It's an art form, isn't it? It's wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. So much indeed.
Good afternoon.
I heard
so
a voice.
So, Diane...
I heard a voice. Sorry, Naomi, I heard somebody saying good afternoon. Am I wrong?
Yeah,
oh.
that was me, Rooster Cogburn. I'm sorry, I'm crashing a wee bit.
Oh, we have a caller, Pam?
Yes, Rooster Cogburn.
Oh,
hi,
hello,
Richard.
So great to have you call in. So appreciate it.
My pleasure, Naomi, Kate, Diane. Congratulations on your first Brevity Writers Radio Show. It's going very well. Some nice poetry.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Are you in a time crash?
Well, yes, because I'm on a landline here, thousands of miles across the ocean. So I probably probably can't stay too long, but a wee brevity poem, if you could fit me in, maybe, just for the show,
yeah,
I'd like
yeah.
to read.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll try and get your poem here.
Not to worry, I have it. I'll put it in the room.
You put it in the room? Oh, wow. Oh, that's so amazing. So amazing, Rooster. Thank you so much.
Yes,
so it's in the room. So just go ahead and read that, Rooster, for us.
I will indeed, Naomi. First of all, are you all able to hear me okay?
Yes. A1.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Oh, and that link you put up, wait a minute. The link you put up, Rooster, takes us to your page.
Oh, right. Oh, my mistake. It's that first poem on. Right, I'll just copy and paste and redo that. My mistake. Just give me 1 second.
Oh, it's
okay.
So exciting.
Right, here we go. This should be the right...
You're our first caller, so we forgive everything.
Oh, you're very kind. You're very kind. have a click on that and see what that does.
Yeah, okay, so Rooster, you just go ahead and give that a read for us.
Yes, and just before I begin, just one omission there. Adam, Higgle Piggle, as I call him, is he around? I want to say congratulations to him for I know he did a lot of work getting this show up and running. So well done, Higgle Piggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. Thank you, Adam, so much.
I'm sure he's in the background there somewhere listening. Okay, then if you're all sitting quiet, all sitting nice and comfortably, I'll begin. Quickly, brevity nature poem. It's a contest that I entered from one of the other groups, one of the nature groups, and a little picture of a baby fox, a wee fox cub, and a wee butterfly is on his nose, and I think you can almost see a wee smile on the wee cub's face. Just what is he thinking? He looks so innocent, doesn't he? And a butterfly. Well, what could be more innocent than a butterfly? And you got to think of all the troubles going on around the world at the minute, too, so I sort of tried to keep that in mind as I wrote this quick brevity poem. So here we go. It's called The Nature of Innocence. Iniquitous thoughts little fox has not, beguiled by delicate settling stranger, a moment captured, timeless in purity, bereft of pain, sabotage, or any danger. Senses heightened, sights, sound, smell, curiosity in parts, a near filed smiling facade. What thoughts form, intrigue, propagate, perchance to savor, innocence unflawed. And so every human child born of a mother, likewise imbued, the gift of nature's wonder, jubilant, wide-eyed, basking in purest mirth. Alas, such innocence is destined to fall asunder. End poem. Thank you all very much, my friends, and lovely to hear you on the radio and your voices, and I'll be listening on the show and following you on the board for the rest of the show. Thanks again, and till the next time. Bye-bye.
Oh, thanks so much, Rooster. it shows off such the innocence of youth tainted by age and, you know, the way time corrupts, everything. Just such a beautiful brevity and, you know, so, so powerful with such a profound message here, Rooster, in this write. I just applaud you for this write here. I think it's just wonderful. What did you think, Kate?
Yes, that picture. I mean, that picture just says it all, doesn't it? That cute little, I love butterflies. I actually have a tattoo of a butterfly. I love them so much. And you see the little fox, he's thinking to himself, what do I do now? Okay, what is this? What's happening? It was just lovely. Curiosity, of course. You wonder what's going to happen next. Is the little butterfly going to fly away safely? Or is the fox's tongue going to come out? Anyway, it was lovely, Rooster. I really enjoyed it. It's a bit sad about all the children losing their innocence. That's a bit sad. But otherwise, it was lovely. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. so much, Joel. Diane, your thoughts on Rooster's poem?
Oh, I enjoyed this poem, and I enjoyed how Rooster read it. You know, it was with the energy that I could see in it, like iniquitous fox, little fox has knocked. I love that. That's powerful punch packed in that line alone. And just throughout, the senses heightened, sight, sound, smell, so true. I could feel everything in the air. And the purity, like you talked about the innocence, the poem has such a, you know, a feeling of in winter, hot cocoa. You just feel so, you know, the purity and the innocence in this is very well done. So enjoyed.
Oh, indeed. I so agree. And that was our first caller, so
Rooster.
We'll have to remember you and do a special show just for you. So, Diane, where are you taking us next?
Well, you know where I'm going to take us next. Our friend Pam is back, and I want to do her justice and get her poem up so that she can read. And she did call in, and I was talking to her, I think, and I heard her, but I didn't know who it was. So, Pam, here's your poem, and thank you so much.
Oh, Diane, you're a sweetheart, and I'm sorry. It was funny because I was on mute when I first tried to get your attention, and I was like, why the heck isn't she responding to me? And then I realized I was on mute, so I unmuted myself, and by that point, I was like, no! So I'm sorry for being the weird old psycho that I am. I want to say that I think you all are doing a wonderful job. This was a great idea that Harco had. You are all executing it, or I think that's the right word, beautifully. So just amazing show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Yeah, we're executing. We're killing it.
That's a, I don't know the right word, but you know what I mean. Like, he came up with the idea, and you're putting it out there in just grand format. So,
yeah, thank you.
I can't think of the right word, but yeah. I know you're not all killing it.
Executing.
All right. Well, this is Mushroom Crumbly.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, Pam, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mushrooms crumbling. Mushrooms crumbling into dreams of blood pains, wishing I could lead dragons from my lotus parchment, molten rivers, slaying iron chains. End poem.
Wow. You know, when you Pam, you always write, you know, amazingly anything, you know, and you put so much beautiful imagery into this and the wording, you know, you're such a talented writer. Like I can never say it enough, you know, just so exquisitely done this piece, you know, from top to bottom. What did you think, Diane?
Well, I'm sitting here in my living room and I am bowing down because I feel that was read so much better than I read it. It's so cool when it's read by the writer's voice, you know. I realize that now. And it, Pam, the way it was read and written, when I read it, it was like the powerful words you chose, you know, blood planes and lead dragons, molten rivers. Like, I just felt like it gave me an image of rust. And it was an okay feeling of like the rust just gave me a calming color, a calming feeling. And then the hit. Starting out with mushrooms crumbling, and I love how you put the letters going down. It's so that imagery is like you just took us right there to mushrooms crumbling. Great, great words choice
awesome job.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. And Kate, what did you think?
Well, the formatting alone, inspirational, and it held my attention right from the beginning. As far as I'm concerned, it's unique in its format. And all that meaning in 20 words. It's incredible. Also, I got sort of a taste of the Oriental mystery, I don't know why, and great imagery. Really, really. It was lovely, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
And Pam, would you like to say anything about your write?
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. Diane, where are you taking us next?
Well, I had one on the board here. It is Daydreaming of Spring. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Naomi, would you like to read that?
Yes, indeed. As soon as I find it, I have to go back, I guess, in history here. I can't find it.
Oh, Naomi. Before
yeah?
you move on, I'd like to bring a caller on for you.
Oh,
we have area
wow.
code 270. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
I'm Wayne Gent.
Oh, hello, Wayne.
Hey.
And I heard you were just in a car accident last
yeah.
night. My gracious.
Yeah, I'm stretched out in bed right now. I'm still kind of sore. I was going to say, I tried to get to your show, but I just couldn't make it.
So are you in a time crunch, Wayne? Would you rather just read and go?
Oh, I can't even sit up. I can't read. I can't even sit up. So I just want to call in. If you put me on hold, I'll just listen to the show.
Okay. So you can stick around for a few?
I can't get out of bed.
Pardon me?
So I'm just putting on hold. I'll listen to the show. So I want to do this to the show.
Okay. So we'll get to you maybe after this right there when Diane finds your poem. Diane, the poem that you had up, I'm trying to find it. Could you just put up the link again, maybe, please?
Well, why don't I put Wayne's up? I got it right here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There we go.
So,
go
Wayne,
ahead.
Whenever... Oh, yeah. That's not my job, really, right? Go ahead, Diane.
I love it.
So go, Wayne. Yeah, Wayne. Whenever you're ready.
Did I not have a sound sound of that? I don't know what I wrote. I don't know if I have a sound sound. I can't read. I can't do it laying back in bed. I can't read nothing. I can't see.
Oh, okay. You want us to read it for you?
Yeah, I don't have a sound cloud with it. I don't remember which one I had. I thought I had a sound cloud.
Yes,
yeah, if you want to hear it, I can't read. I can't see the read.
It has a sound cloud. Okay.
Oh,
yeah. So, Pam, whenever you're ready, you can press that sound cloud.
Okay, here we go.
This poem is called Autumn Dreams. Scent season of golden harvest moon, green garden bounty, dawn so soon. Ground covered with flamingo orange leaves, beautifully bare, the ebony moonlit trees. Aroma of cupcakes with taste of love, cool blue sky with cotton clouds above, fireplace cozy with dancing emerald flames, Halloween appears with children games. Chevron sweater, worn for starlit nights, smell of burnt pumpkin at the candle lights. Cream cocoa to drink, to sit before bed. Lollipop dreams, after Bible's read. Ian?
This is just magnificent. Yeah, wow, right, eh? You captured everything that autumn represents in this, Wayne. You know, the harvest moon, the flaming orange leaves, the sweet smell and taste of cooking there, those cupcakes and the fireplace. And, you know, I'll leave some for other people to comment on, because I just go on and on and on. I just love this piece so much. Oh, my gracious, you know. Kate, what did you think of this amazing write by Wayne?
It was beautiful, and the music behind was just, I love, I put on the board, I love your accent. Yeehaw. Really, really sweet. Not you, really sweet. Your poetry is really sweet. Aroma of, sorry, I'm not flirting with you, Wayne, I promise. Aroma of cupcakes, sweet taste of love, cool blue sky with cotton clouds above. Fireplace cozy next to dancing ember flames. Oh, I want that. Halloween appears bringing children's games. Oh, just wonderful from beginning to end. I'm going to give you my accolade. It was lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, it was indeed just sublime, eh? Sublime in English,
yes.
You say?
Sublime.
Yeah.
Yes, sublime.
Sublime. Okay, because it's the opposite in French, we say sublime. Diane, what did you think of this amazing write by Wayne?
Well, I'll tell you, I am flirting with you, Wayne. No, I'm thinking this is, or you're flirting with us, because this is just, oh, wow, what a sweet place this put me in. It was, mm-hmm. You know, through the word choices and I mean, I haven't opened my curtains because the daylight comes into the back of my computer, but I just want to open my curtains to autumn. You know, I just want to bring that into my room. Right? It's just powerful, the imagery and where you took us with this, right? Awesome, right?
Thank you very much. And Pam, I know you're in the background, but would you like to say a couple of words on Wayne's poem?
I would be happy to. Wayne, that was a beautiful sound cloud. I really like how you added the bluesy feel to it. As always, great rhyme and flow. Wonderful use of imagery, but more important, you really brought us into autumn by presenting the different, not only images, but the scents that are there as well. You know, it's just very, very delightful and beautifully written and well done.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you.
Thank you
all of your
great
comments.
Oh, yeah. So much so, Wayne. Do you want to stick around for a while, Wayne, or do you have to go?
Yeah, I can do that. I'm just going to listen to y'all. Listen to y'all talk, if you will. I keep moving, so I'm just going to lay here and listen to you. So appreciate it.
Okay.
Just put me on hold and go ahead.
Okay. So, Diane, where are you taking us next?
Okay, I'm going to take us to the one that I had up but didn't have up. Okay, it is Daydreaming of Spring by Oki. And Weaver, would you like to give that a read?
Yeah, certainly. Let me just get it up. You'll pardon the expression. Here we are. Daydreaming of Spring. Notes of Earl Grey linger like clouds. The stillness of fake sunlight falls on written verse. I turn these pages in for petals when daisies begin to show. End poem.
Oh, wow. You know, the notes of Earl Grey linger like clouds. There's such a beautiful tenderness throughout this poem. I'll leave other people lines to comment on. But, you know, this is so cleverly composed. And, you know, just a wonderful, inspiring write, I find, you know, by Oki here. Just so beautifully written. What did you think, Kate?
Mouthful of water. Yes. Elegant, very elegantly wrought lines. I was just imagining fine porcelain tea set and a lovely old Victorian teapot adorned with those country garden flowers that you see. That's what it evoked for me, that complete elegance. And Earl Grey lingers like clouds. Beautiful. Again, so much in 29 words. Incredible. Very, very pretty brevity. I enjoyed it a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, just an amazing, amazing, well executed brevity here. What did you think, Diane?
Oh, I enjoyed this. There's something about Earl Grey that I don't drink it, but I love to hear the words. And it was used so elegantly, like notes of Earl Grey linger like clouds. Powerful, powerful opening. And like Weaver said, you know, 29 words, and you pack this into 29 words. I was just so amazed and drawn to the last two lines. I turn these pages in for petals when daisies begin to show. I mean, just what a wonderful way to wrap this piece up, and so on prompt, such a wonderful brevity. I love how brevity is teaching me here today.
Yeah. You know, daisies are my favorite flower. So, you know, and I just, yeah, the wild feeling of them. I don't know. I just, you know, love daisies so much. All that they represent, you know, like the freedom and everything. So, and just picking off those petals, you know, he loves me, he loves me not. But, you know, just so beautiful, daydreaming of spring. Just a beautiful brevity all the way through. And Diane, where are you taking us next?
Okay. Next, we are going to The Sun Will Rise by Keiku. And I don't know if that has a SoundCloud. I don't see one. So I will go ahead and read this. The Sun Will Rise. Why do winds seem so cold tonight? Rustling leaves comforting a lonely sky. My outreached hand forlorn, unheld. Must be the fickle moon be out of reach. Yet the sun greets me every morning, its unfolding rays gently held. A paintbrush sketching me new sceneries, announcing today the birth of spring. End poem.
Oh, wow. You know, Keiku just... He painted nature in such a brilliant and beautiful way here. You know, a clever extended metaphor created here that can be interpreted in so many different ways by the reader. For my part, I read this as a yearning to reach the impossible. You know, there's a sadness in the first stanza with hope to finally succeed in the second. You know, it just made me ponder so deeply this whole piece in so few lines. My gracious, you know, it's so profound. Another example of just an amazing, amazing well-crafted piece here. What did you think, Diane? That was a wonderful read, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I thought this was just amazing, just amazing. The imagery and you know, the movement really struck me. I like where movement takes us in poetry. And, you know, this was done so wonderfully, the capturing the prompt and capturing the reader, you know, with that line, a paintbrush sketching me new sceneries. You know, it's like the person is waking up and allowing whatever is being shown to them, you know, like this new scenery is going to be accepted. It's so neat, so powerful, very well done.
Oh, indeed. And what did you think, Kate?
Yes, I echo what everybody said, I think. Right from "Why do the winds seem so cold tonight?" Well, you think that gives you a chill. And then announcing today the birth of spring. It's the way this sweet brevity takes us from the cold, dismal night to the promise of morning sun that was inspired. Spring has sprung indeed. It certainly has here in Scotland, that's for sure. So, yes, I enjoyed it an awful lot. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, indeed, just beautiful. Diane, where are you taking us next?
Well, I am looking. Did you want me to look for Gonzo after?
I just asked him if he had a, because I looked through the rights and I didn't see one. So
no,
I
no.
just asked him on the board if he had one up. Maybe
okay.
he's just listening in for his own pleasure. We'll have an answer back there if he has one. So just go ahead and keep posting.
You betcha, girl. I have Useless by, so I'm going to pronounce this wrong. I'm going to say Solangelo Sacchio. I hope I didn't slaughter that. And Naomi, would you like to read this for us, please?
Indeed. And just to answer you, Gonzo just answered back that he's just listening for his own pleasure.
Okay.
He doesn't have a write-up. So so thank you, Gonzo. That's so appreciated of you. And if you want to put up a write, Gonzo, on the board, if you have one, just you know, we're there for you. So just go ahead. So this is Useless by Solangelo Sacchio. Useless, crying sounds from passing winds, reaching me from afar, goosebumps, trees on chilling grounds, many left, staring back with lifeless eyes, forever traumatized. When will leaders realize war is useless? You know, oh, wow, you know, this is such a powerful, you know, poem with such a profound, profound message here. What did you think, Kate?
Oh, definitely profound. You're right. So powerful, emotive, the message which is hammered home. And again, 30 words. Not one syllable was wasted. It's a masterpiece. I enjoyed it so much. I loved the message, and it was very well done. And thank you.
Yes, indeed it was. You know, and again, so few words that say so much.
Mm-hmm.
Diane, what were your thoughts on this amazing write?
Oh, you know, I needed to read this now. I needed to be reminded, you know, and this poem is, the world needs to read it because people need to know what's going on, and this packs such a powerful punch. You know, the fourth line, many left. I mean, that visual, we won't get that out of our minds. And that visual is just powerful and well done, you know, like we need people speaking truth. in our words, and that's so wonderfully done here.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, we must never forget what's going on. You know, we look over in Ukraine, and you know all the horror that's going on there, and you know, poor people, and we just have to remember that, and you know, not forget them, and always have them, you know, in our prayers. So just an amazing right here by Solange. So where are you taking us next, Diane?
Okay, next we are moving to Ocean of Emotion by Ashley 1453. So, Weaver, would you like to read that one?
Yes, of course. Just give me a moment. As usual, I'm like 2 beats behind. I think it's a time difference. We've got 5 hours. It could be 5 hours behind. So it's lucky it's only a couple of seconds behind. It's not so bad. Okay, Ocean of Emotion. Am I right? Yes, Ocean of Emotion.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Swaying and waving with the kiss of the breeze, gentle and steady is the rhythm of the ocean. Do not be fooled by the surface, for below lies the current. The ancient pool of many fears draws to the deepest unknown. Beware the oncoming storm, for with it comes turbulent rise. Steady sway of sea surrendered, lost in chaotic torrent. Careful not to get dragged under in the uncontrolled water. The storms never last. The sea regains its rhythm. Night falls and wind quiets, the surface calm and still, reflects the moon in sparkled wonder, beauty in the ocean of emotion. End poem.
Ah, indeed, ocean of emotion. You know, Ashley, my gracious, you know, swaying and waving with the kiss of the breeze. Gently and steady as the rhythm of the ocean. The way she just opens up this whole right, just beautiful. And by the way, Kate, that was such an amazing read there. You know, this is a beautiful way to compare human emotion to the life of the ocean, you know, in this right. She does it so amazingly well. What did you think, Diane?
Well, I really enjoyed this. I was just reading her, reading the author's notes and a first draft, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, what a start. Because if you're going further with this, I would like to read it. It's powerful. And again, I'm one who loves movement in poetry. And this one, right from the very beginning, I could feel myself just falling into a flow, and it captivated me. Movement in poetry just does that. And then, you know, the metaphor for the sea regains its rhythm, of how the writer is trying not to get dragged down or caught up in that sea's power. And it was so powerfully put out there. You know, the sea regains its rhythm, and it's like, and so such a statement of, okay, now I have to look at life, right? Because the sea will regain its rhythm. Powerfully done. Beautiful, right?
Oh, indeed. It is. And Kate, what were your thoughts?
Oh, yes. The title alone is just so evocative. Ocean of Emotion. I sailed a lot in my time, and I've always had a kind of a love-hate relationship with the sea. Frankly, I don't think it wants us in there messing about, but this interpretation of what was going on underneath is what's going on top. It was so well honed. It was just as was said, I think I'd like to hear more of this kind of thing. It really is very nice, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, it was so spectacularly well written, the whole piece, just amazing. Diane, where are you taking us next?
Next, we have a wonderful haiku. Naomi, it's called Rainy Day by Zeus. Would you like to read that for us?
Of course. Rainy Day by Zeus. Hello, Zeus, if you're listening. Oh, this is, neat. He put all kinds of haikus in here. Rainy day, the grass under mushrooms too wet. Shooting star, one more memory, universe loses. Wingless for a while, a dragonfly diving into clean water. Felling trees and then buildings, a nest box. Still alone, I talked to myself. Next morning, the bird was just what that was injured yesterday, flying today. Perching amid pansies of butterfly becomes flower. No, I love you, living under the same roof for our children's sake. Praying mantis under strawberry tree, a flower falls. I'm 26 years old now, but suppose I cross my 60s and get deaf in future because of some illness. Then I may say this AQ. Some pond and the same frog, but no sound of water. Don't mind, this is just for fun. Thank you so much, Zeus. You know, just an amazing lineup of haikus here. It's such beautiful imagery throughout this piece. I just loved it. What did you think, Diane?
I like haiku chains. You know, when they're put together and they flow like that. It's just so enjoyable, and I love that last line. You know, it's just for fun. Keeping it light and describing everything and taking us through that chain with the imagery, you know, the grass under mushrooms. That just grabbed me. And then the chain reaction of what came next in this rainfall, in this soggy rainfall. And then I was so pleasantly surprised when the butterfly becomes a flower. It was just a journey, an awesome rainy day journey.
Oh, yeah. So well said. Awesome comment there, Diane. And Kate, your thoughts?
Yes. A wonderful pastiche of thoughts and feelings all gathered together. All of it's wonderful. But perching amid pansies, as you said, a butterfly becomes flower. And then you get to, no, I love you, living under the same roof for our children's sake. That's very sad. And then, of course, we get the praying mantis. Well, we know what praying mantis does. Under strawberry trees, a flower falls. Yes, I thought it was somebody happy to experiment and find their feet. I think he's enjoying himself with this, and I enjoyed it too very much. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Me too. There's such a beautiful chain of haikus here. And I see Debbie out on the board. Hello, Debbie. I hope you're listening in. Diane, where are you taking us next?
Okay, we are going next to a right click, not left click. It is a poem called Welcome by Rosie, and I'll go ahead and read that one. Welcome. My expression is cold like winters in Stalingrad. You can also sense my deepest depression. Low melancholy, a dark reunion collection. I have tons of skeletons in one's closet section. Mirror makes you want to scream. Shattering reflection. That misdirection of your mind, misconception of it all, makes you want to find yourself in this world so small. I've built high wall in front of me,
it has a door as well. Here's the key, and welcome to the house. And poem.
My gracious, you know, Rosie just has this way of writing profound darkness in such powerful lines that it just tears at the reader. You know, this is just so striking. You know, such a dark, amazingly well-written piece here, and so beautifully read by you, Diane, there. Bravo. Kate, what did you think of this, right?
Oh, you say powerful stuff, powerful. I built the high wall in front of me. It has a door as well. Here's the key, and welcome to the hell. That speaks to me because I built a wall around me. I know exactly what Rosie's talking about here. I was bullied as a child, which meant, you know, no one gets very near, because if they can't get near to you, they can't hit you. So, yes, I just want to say it all gets better in the end. So hang on in there. And I thank you for sharing this with us. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, so well said there. Amazing comments. We are doing such a great job. Okay, so Diane, where are you taking us next?
I will go ahead and comment on this one next.
Oh, sorry, Diane. I did not forget that.
No worries, my friend, but I just have to, because this is so, wow. You know, this hit me and took, again, pulled me right in. And I love the repetition of collection, section, reflection, misdirection, misconception. I love that kind of wordplay in a poem. It's like you just get drawn into that connection, right? And it's just, it's so powerful and so emotive. The emotion in it is like, it's like going down the river in a canoe and you're going back and forth, left and right. And then all of a sudden the canoe goes straight. And then like Weaver said, you know, that powerful last line. And yeah, we know that wall in front of us, you know, and then to give the key is just such a statement. And welcome to the hell. It's just, it's powerful. I really was blown away by this.
Yeah, it is such a powerful right, indeed. You know, I think it comes from, you know, a struggle, that struggle inside. Just an amazing, amazing comment there, Diane. And we have to make sure we get Debbie's poem up. But what do you have for us next, Diane?
Okay, next, I'm just a little, because I was actually looking for Debbie. Now, let me go next to, give me 1 second, I'm on Newfie time. That's, in Canada, that means you're 3.5 hours behind.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. We have There But Not There by Oak Blue. And Weaver, would you give that a read for us?
Yes, certainly. There we are. There But Not There. Okay. Excuse me. Oh, look at that picture. Okay. Your eyes see a misty morning, shadowing a meadow filled with grasses past their prime, but never look deep enough to see the snake slithering through the underbrush, the ladybugs resting on the stems. Ears are filled with the sound of your wife's last words as she dismissed you from the house, perhaps forever, but miss the song of the eastern meadow lark twilling in the distance, or the twit of a savannah sparrow resting on a dead stalk. Mine thinks only of accountants, settlement numbers, and never marvels at what nature has wrought to soothe our troubles. End poem.
Wow. You know, the language used in this rite, oh my gracious, just blew me away. Just such superb, eloquent writing here. What did you think, Diane?
Well, you know, the title just said it all for me. When I looked at the title and I looked at that picture, I mean, there's nothing else I could think of to describe that picture than there but not there. You know, it was just captivating how powerful that just said, look at me. I'm here, but I'm not here. And then just to go through the poem, it was just the imagery and powerfully written. What nature has wrought to soothe our troubles? You know, it was brilliantly done, beautifully pulled out that image, and well done, very well done.
Oh, yeah, I agree. So such an amazing right. And okay, Kate, did I ask you to comment on that poem?
I'd like to, thank you. I love that. Never look deep enough to see the snake slither. I can't even say it. The snake slithering through the underbrush, the ladybugs resting on the stems. I love ladybugs. But this poem points out really how insular we are, especially if we're worried about things, family or work. So we don't stop and look and listen to what's around us. I think we need to sort of give ourselves a bit of breathing space sometimes just to enjoy what's around us. But I thought it was wonderful. I loved it. I liked reading it too, apart from the snake slithering, which, but apart from that, it was absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
I so agree. And Diane, did you manage to find Debbie's piece?
You know what, girl? It's coming together because I did.
Yay!
Oh, yay! And just to mention, after maybe you could put up Garden Delight because she has an audio. Make sure it's up before the end of the show. Just saying. Okay. So you have that
okay.
That link up, Diane?
I do. It's
oh,
called
yes,
Susan.
You do.
And would you like to read it, Naomi?
Oh, no problem. Be an honor. By Debbie. Oh, I love that picture. The elephant does not limp when walking on thorns. When walking on thorns. Red hot coals beneath my feet, learning how to depend. Never to walk over a must, looking back not the solutions, giving up only for quitters. Wow, you know, she says so much in, you know, 29 words or less. you know, how there's always looking for a solution, never quitting. Just a powerful write here by Debbie. So well done. What did you think, Kate?
Oh, yes, that elephant. Oh, elephant does not limp when walking on thorns. Oh, that's what you call having a thick skin, surely. Yes, this, again, powerful. Red hot coals beneath my feet, learning how to depend, never to walk over. Oh, this is definitely not a quitter, really. Determined to get ahead, determined to ignore what might stop them to do what they want to do. Yes, again, so much in so few words. And I think I like the Ethiopian proverb very much. Not so fond of the back end of the elephant, I have to say. But other than that, it was lovely. It was really, really a powerful poem. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Just wonderful, Debbie, and thank you so much for this beautiful, wonderful write here. and for writing for the show. Where do we go next, Diane?
Okay. I did find Garden Delights.
Oh, wow. Good.
And it is up next, and there is a SoundCloud, so Pam will kick that off. Or...
yeah.
Night Passages. Racy lace formal wearer unites filmy green wear. Gossamer thin wings insufficient for flight. Keeper of night passages illuminating footsteps. Crisp breezes lightly chill those of warmer blood. I strain to recognize journey's pathway. Heavy mist deposit dribbles pooling at walker's feet. Intermittent visits from Eve's prowlers consume this necessary libation. Those who walk and stalk hide within shadow boxes. Magic heirloom lantern radiates energetic pixie dust. Trees thickened with mist huddle in moisture's jungle. Coated in sunless flamingo flowerings, hovering in ghostly supervision.
Oh, you know, first of all, that picture, that art, you know, oh, I just love, you know, I love anything with fairies and pixies, and, you know, it just draws me in, and this is such a beautiful, beautiful write by Garden Delight here. But of course, you know, Garden Delight just has this way of writing every single time that just takes you to, a dreamland or wherever she wants to take you every single time. Just an amazing, amazing write here. What did you think, Diane?
Oh, I was just, you know, I was drawn into this SoundCloud, the voice of the writer, you know, reading their own poem. It just was like, yeah, that's so neat. I really enjoy that. And then the imagery, you know, racy lace formal wear. And the wording, green wear, filmy green wear, like, the imagery that takes you into the poem and takes you into the image that the writer is creating, illuminating footsteps, crisp breezes lightly chill. It's just the imagery, I just, from stanza to stanza, and it's not just one, it's like trees thicken with mist, like just huddled in moisture's jungle. It just grabs your senses. Really, really well done.
Oh, yeah, so much so. And Kate, what did you think of this amazing write?
Oh, it was just that. It was amazing. All the stanzas you talked about, I've been looking at and thinking, how clever is that? How clever. The artwork, so pretty. And it was worked into the poem. The descriptions were spot on of what she's wearing. And the fairy has thin wings, far too delicate for flight. Now, that makes me feel she's under threat. You know, why she got the lights on? People can see her too easily. Yes, it was. It was just so many things. Those who walk and stalk hide within shadow boxes. Magic heirloom lantern radiates energetic pixie dust. Just beautiful. And yes, I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. So, Garden Delight, just an amazing, amazing ride here. So bravo. And thank you so much for that SoundCloud. It's so appreciated. You know, that's the next best thing. If you can't phone in, make a SoundCloud if you can, because hearing your poetry and your voice is the next best thing. And you know, it's just so enjoyable for everybody. So thank you, Garden Delight, for that amazing SoundCloud. And Diane, where are you taking us next?
Next, we are going to a poem called Wished Upon the Night's Crying Tear. Now, Weaver, would you like to get that a ride for, read for us? It's called, and I'm sure it's going to take us on a ride, it's by The North Storm.
Right, untitled book, chapter 1-4, is that the one? By Lanord Orange? Okay, got it.
Oh, wait, no, I have Wished Upon the Night's Crying Tear by North Storm, I think. Or...
So that's unfortunately not what I'm looking at. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, you're...
I have it up here. I can give it a read if you want, Diane.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Wow, okay,
okay.
Great.
Wished upon the night's crying tear, a tryst faded upon a glance among crowded people's dance, shone herself draped in grace, she the rhapsody scented in euphoria, and my heart at emporia. It isn't love at first sight. Time didn't stop as my gaze fell on you. No music was heard as warmth blossomed my cheeks. Nor did the world go mute, only letting you speak. Yet my racing heart heard every word your lips slipped clear, as if breathing would lead you to vanish. I turned a shade of blue to watch you drain the colors of gloom and taste the colors of my tongue from the letters of your name that float. My heart trails at your feet. The world seems brighter with every breath taken in the thought of you, and in hope I remain the wind would carry me to you. Your sight hails, feverish trace of love trails at your sight on the canvas called My Cheeks. End poem. Wow, I just love that ending. You know, feverish trace of light of love trails on your sight on the canvas called My Cheeks. What beautiful lines is that? You know, I just love, you know, The North Storm, his writing. What did you think, Diane, of this piece?
Oh, I really enjoyed this piece. I had to comment on chapter by chapter of this because the writer just took us through and from one to one. In the first one, it was for me, it was like, you know, I saw the huge heart that the writer had for the euphoric sense of rhapsody, and it was so, you know, so well said and put together and everything. And in chapter 2 was the wordplay that the writer used to show the reader that, it doesn't matter. Rockets don't have to walk, but your heart does. And it was such a great metaphor of stopping your breathing so that she wouldn't disappear, you know. It was just powerful. And then chapter 3, you know, how beautiful is that? My heart trails at your feet. Gave me goosebumps, that chapter, and a smile and a hope. And in the chapter 4, finishing off with the canvas called My Cheeks, like you said, Naomi, what a powerful, powerful ending. And just gives you a smile ear to ear. It was just, I could imagine this face, right? And then overall, it was a brevity of a love story that was wanting me to see chapter 5. I want to know what's next.
Oh yeah, so I so agree. And he sent them to me, by the way. Ha ha ha! So I'll be reading them. what did you think, Kate?
Oh yes. I mean, what a lovely idea, though. Chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. I like that a lot. Is it love at first sight? Time didn't stop that my gaze fell on you. No music was heard as warmth blossomed by cheeks, nor did the world go mute, only letting you speak. Yet my racing heart held every word your lips slipped clear. Beautifully, so beautifully written. Yes, and my heart trails at your feet. Isn't that lovely? The world seems brighter with every breath taken in the thought of you. Yes, beautifully written. I enjoyed it. As you say, that last stanza on the canvas called My Cheeks. Ah, lovely. So, yes, we're all waiting for the next few chapters. And thank you very much. Thank you for sharing with us. It was
oh, yeah. Amazing writing again. You know, mm-hmm. we've had so many amazing poems and brevities this afternoon. Oh, my gracious. Like, I feel blessed right now. Diane, what do you have for us next?
Okay. Up next is Abandoned on the Shore by S.V. Madison. And I'll just bring it up. And Naomi, would you, I don't know if I'm asking you again, but would you give that a read?
Yes, for sure. Abandoned on the shore, left alone with just my thoughts to atone, reeling in the years, memory fades and returns so clear. Abandoned on the shore, nowhere left to explore. On this cloudy day, even my shadow strays so far away. Deserted by the tide, leaving me lonesome inside. Solitary soldier with just my wounded pride. With the dawn, the clouds move on. My shadow returns and we dust off the dreams our life is founded upon. End poem. Oh, wow. Just such a beautiful write to that prompt there, to that picture, that art. You know, my shadow returns and we dust off the dreams our life is founded upon. You know, just such a profound message and so emotional, this piece. You know, it just got me. I don't know. It just got me in the gut. What do you think? What are your thoughts, Diane?
Oh, I enjoy this. And from the title, Abandoned on the Shore, it's like, you know, you imagine where this person's at and where do they go from here, right? And then you go through and they're walking through this the shore in life. And then the author's notes got me. And life goes on, and I look at the writing, the words chosen, and the prompt, and it's like, sure, life sure does go on, and you sure portrayed that here. Like, awesome job, Stephen. Excellent job. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, indeed. Just a wonderful write here. Kate, your thoughts?
Yes, it was wonderful. Deserted by the tide, leaving me lonesome inside. Solitary soldier with just my wounded pride. Now, those two lines to me said so much about what this soldier's dealing with. He's searching for answers, and he's hoping the sea will have a nice calming effect on him, I think. And I hope it does. This was a wonderful piece, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, S.V. Masterson. Thank you.
Yes, just a wonderful piece to end the show on. And, you know, I'd like to thank everybody out on the board, Budo, my buddy Dan there for, you know, sticking by us throughout the whole show. And, you know, everybody else that was out on the board, thank you, Hat. Thank you, Debbie, for being out there. You know, thank you so much, Gonzo, too, and Wayne for phoning in, and Rooster, you know, for phoning in. And thank you, Pam, for being there and looking out for us and doing all that you do. And, you know, messaging me about you know, so that I don't forget anything so much, for always being there for me, Pam. And, you know, thank you so much to everybody that wrote to make this show a huge success. You know, just beautiful, beautiful writes. You know, just sublime. And thank you, Kate, and thank you, Diane. You guys were just so wonderful today. Oh, my gracious. Just amazing. And thank you, Adam, again for putting up this amazing show. And thank you, Phil, for giving us the possibility. So I guess that's the end of the show, girls. So do you guys want to add anything?
Yeah, I don't
want to
stop.
No, neither do I. Let's carry on.
Let's keep going. There's no rule here.
No, I need some more water, but apart from that, I'm yours.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this privilege, Naomi and Weber. You know, asking me to do this with you, I mean, we had our hiccups, but hey, if you have me, I'll stay.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, for sure. Kate, yeah, final word.
Well, it, as I say, I've aged 10 years, but I finally got there. Figured out what I was supposed to do. I'm terribly sorry. I'm really quite bad at finding things, but I enjoyed it so much. And thank you very much for inviting me as well, Naomi. And thank you, Diane, for being so good at getting everything together. I'm not going to do your job, okay? I'm not going to do your job. I did it last night.
You could probably do it pretty darn good. But I think we got the hiccup, though.
Oh, yeah, we did. We did amazing. Let's open up the champagne.
All right.
So I'll see you all, girls, later. And wonderful
okay,
job.
Darling.
Pam, did you want to add anything?
Pam. Mama Pam was so there for us. It was so comfortable knowing she was in there with us.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful show to all of you.
Thank you. It was great fun.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Pam. And okay, so good evening, Kate, and good afternoon, Weaver. Good afternoon, Diane, and see you all later, girls. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Naomi. Bye.